The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
The Irish Blood Transfusion Service is calling on people to donate blood in the run-up to Christmas, as it is always difficult to maintain supply over the holiday festive season. There needs to be 10,000 attendances between the beginning of December and the beginning of January to ensure safe supply. Well, somebody who isn't behind the door in making sure that we have the right kind of example here on The Hard Shoulder is producer Aisling Moore, who went down to give blood at the clinic on Dalier Street earlier today. And after going through all of the relevant medical questions and checks, here is how she got on with Nurse Alva Clark.
Lovely stuff. So what I want you to do is just hop up on the bed and just watch the arms in again, because they tend to move about a bit, okay? Lovely. So I'm just going to relax the bed back a little bit, make you nice and comfortable.
I've had about a litre and a half, I'd say.
That's not bad.
How much blood are we going to take today?
Today we're going to take 470 mils. That is the amount we take for every donation. That's the adequate amount. We have four bags here and we only fill one of them. And that just means when it goes back to the NBC, the National Blood Clinic, it can all be processed throughout the bags. That's the other line of the conveyor belt, as we say here. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to give the arm a clean. I have to clean for 30 seconds. You can relax your hand while I'm doing so. Yeah, so you can look away now if you wish. Relax your hand there now for me. So I'm just popping the needle in. Sharp scratch. And your needle is in, okay? How does that feel?
It's fine.
Perfect. So during your donation, if you have any pain, discomfort, or you want to stop your donation at any time, just give me a shout. Otherwise, I'm sitting right here, so we'll be chatting away anyway. So, nice and gentle on the bone, open and close, open and close.
So on average, how long should it take to fill that 470? How long do you think?
On average, about 5 to 7 minutes. With a good amount of fluid in you, it should take about that. The more water you drink before you come in, the quicker it goes. So what I'm doing is heat sealing off the line. That's done. That's just to make sure that the main line can break away from the actual pack itself. You're going to pop a nice little plaster on your arm. You're awesome. How are you feeling?
I feel great. You're very calm and influenced throughout the whole process.
Do you think so? Thank you. That was very nice to hear.
She's a good one, that Alva Clark, who was there to help Aisling Moore, producer of this programme, to donate blood. Paul McKinney is the operations director at the Irish Blood Transfusion Service. She was very brave, Paul, wasn't she?
She was very brave, absolutely, and we're very grateful for the donation. Thank you, Aisling.
Many people would have done this today, either at the clinic on Dalier Street or the clinic in Cork or the mobile clinics around the country. But give us the facts and figures about why you need blood, particularly at this time of year.
Well, traditionally, we've always been challenged to get blood donations in around the Christmas and New Year holidays, but particularly so this year because of the days that the holidays land on. The 24th, the 25th and 26th of December are Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, which are our three busiest collection evenings, and obviously we won't be out. And then on the 31st and the 1st, New Year's Day, fall on a Monday and a Tuesday, which again, two busy days for us. So that's why we're asking for people please to make a special attendance coming up to the holiday period. We're putting on 23 additional clinics to try and build up the stock level that we need to have, which is 7 days nationally.
There are different types of donor. There are the people, Paul, who regularly will donate blood, and then there's the likes of myself who would give it when we remember to do it. Is it the likes of me you're trying to appeal to in particular?
No, it's across the board. We really like to see old donors and new donors, anybody really who is available to donate. We absolutely would love. Obviously, we are struggling. The age of our active donor population is increasing, so we do try to get encourage younger donors to come in, really looking ahead to the future. But it's absolutely anybody, please. Who either donates regularly or is thinking about it, please come to the clinics and we'll get you through the process.
Overall, have donation levels dropped or are they steady?
The donation levels have dropped, actually. It's a European situation. Certainly, we have had a good year. We've had 135,000 people year to date attend our clinics, which is actually slightly down against last year, 1.45%. And that's actually good for us. But no, overall, the trend is attendance is dropping.
And why is that? Why are people less likely to go and donate blood?
People are very busy. People, you know, life throws a lot of things at people. We are asking a big commitment. We're asking you to take 1 to 2 hours off your day out to come in. Sometimes, you know, people are traveling to work, so it's just difficult for them to get to our clinics. And really, you know, we're competing against an awful lot of other distractions for people, and giving blood sometimes just isn't up there. But when you think what that donation does, that it can save somebody's life, it's a very worthwhile 1 to 2 hour of your day.
Now, there are different types of donor. I mean, mine is common as muck, which means that it can go to anybody. But then there are more people out there who will have the rarer blood types who will be incredibly valuable. And is there always a particular emphasis on getting them to come through the door?
No. We do encourage all blood group donors to attend. Obviously, O negative is the universal blood group.
Common as muck like myself. Yeah.
No, not at all. I wish I had a few more, but 8% of the population are O negative. It is a universal blood group. We do issue around 15% of all issues are O negative. So that's one blood group that we do try to get more in. But no, it's all blood groups that we very much appreciate getting.
You have people who are very nervous about it. There'll be some listening now who've never done it, who are just afraid, or there's something that's always holding them back and they've always made the excuse. What do you say to them? I mean, are there nerves normal? That the kind of thing that's preventing them from walking through the door?
Oh, they are. And you can understand. And what we say, you heard Ashleen donate there. You heard how well-trained and relaxed our staff are. They're absolute professionals. And what we do say to people who have a fear, perhaps, about giving blood is that our staff do understand the tension, and we will do everything to make your experience comfortable. Some of the best things are perhaps talk to somebody who has given blood, and they can, you know, take you through the process and explain how straightforward it is. And look, you're in good hands, and we'll look after you.
The way you do it is very good, because if you do give blood, you get the text message afterwards that tells you where your blood goes. And that gives you a connection after the event. Normally, what, about a week or so afterwards, you get told where the blood has been moved on to. But it just shows you that there is a real purpose to what you do. It isn't just going to sit in a shelf. It gets donated and given to somebody in far worse need than you are.
Absolutely. And that's something we introduced about 18 months ago. Blood has a lifespan of 35 days. So obviously, depending on the blood group, some get used faster than others. But yeah, once you donate and we processed your donation, we now send you a text which tells you what hospital your donation has been sent to with a thanks. And, you know, what an amazing feeling to get a text a week after you've donated to realize that your blood is being transfused into a recipient and you're saving their life.
Well, it went to a dub. I mean, it could have gone to a Cork person, but suppose you can't have everything, can you?
I've no comment. I'm happy to get any donation from any country.
When you're stuck, you'll take it from any quarter.
Absolutely.
Paul, how do people find out more information?
Well, we would ask them please to go onto our website, giveblood.ie. We have an eligibility quiz there. So if you do that, it's very short. It'll take 2 minutes, and you'll know whether you're actually eligible to give blood now, or maybe you might have to give it later. You can also use our free phone number, 1850-731-137. And on the website, you'll see where all our clinics are and the dates that they are and the times and the locations.
Well, it is always a good thing to do, as Ashling did today, as people are doing right now, possibly listening to The Hard Shoulder. Paul McKinney, Operations Director with the Irish Blood Transfusion Service, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.